The Queenstown Heritage and Arts Festival has been rebadged the Young Conformity. Our award-winning arts festival from October 14 this year, it's huge for Queenstown. Previous festivals have seen visitors spending over $500,000 in our town. Festival Director Travis Titty joins me, whose hometown is Queenstown. Hi, Travis.
G'day, Andrew.
How you going?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. We should be into warmer weather come October and a new name for what is an iconic event for us.
Yeah, look, we had such a great festival in 2014, and myself, the team, the full committee and board came together, and we thought, let's take a new direction. Let's be more ambitious, and the unconformity is what we've developed.
Why the change, Travis?
Well, we were really happy with all of the data that came out of the last festival. You mentioned that $500,000 figure of visitor spend, you know, that's exceptional. It's
absolutely
people, you know, it encompasses people's flights, fuel on the way to Queenstown, and accommodation when they get there. We're a destinational festival, so you know people have to make a big effort to come, and that's a bit of an investment on their end. So from that perspective, local businesses were getting a big boost. All the data coming out from audience, they were incredibly satisfied with the program. So we were happy with the model, but we also realised we'd been doing it for about 7 years. And, you know, that seven-year mark we felt was time for change, time for renewal. And we also felt that we've got such a good thing going with the event that let's try and expand our audiences and do something more ambitious. And also let's do something that has a ripple effect outside of just the festival window. So we thought it was time to renew.
What does the unconformity mean, Travis?
Yeah, well, when we looked at where we wanted to take the festival and the programming, we thought that the geological story was where we wanted to go. That brings together our really rich and, you know, really illustrious mining history and heritage.
Yep.
It brings together the natural wilderness aspect. You know, we're the closest town to the Franklin River and that mm-hmm. whole story. And it brings together our hydroelectric history as well. And from that perspective, we thought let's investigate that geological story. And when we started researching that, we came across the haulage unconformity, which many people might be aware. It's up in Joe Gasperzik's quarry, Bachelor's Quarry, up at the mine site. And it's a wall of rock, or it's a big schist that goes through the Mount Lyell mining field, and it represents this discontinuity in the geological record. It's
mm-hmm.
it's quite impressive, and to look at it, you know, you can see the sandstone sedimentary layer on top, and there's another layer of earth coming diagonally from below. But there's this whole erosion point in the middle, and geologists are confounded by what it. How it happened and what it represents. So for us, there's a real tension there. There's a sense of paradox, and even the title itself, Unconformity, we realised it also speaks about, you know, West Coasters, us West Coasters, you know, born and raised and living on in wild western Tassie, that sense of resilience, a sense that we have our own identity. So the Unconformity as a concept represents all those things.
Our listeners can view the clip on Unconformity. It's quite well put together, isn't it?
We're pretty proud of that. You know, we launched the new name in September last year after a lot of consultation with stakeholders and partners and various people in the community that we spoke to see, you know, whether they thought it would be a good direction to take.
Mm-hmm.
And we launched that in September. And, I guess it just sort of represents where we want to place the festival. You know, we feel that it's up in that absolute top tier of cultural events in Tasmania. And therefore, the way we represent it has to be pretty flash. And so we're pretty proud of that little launch video that's on our website.
Yeah, and what about volunteering this year?
We had over 100 volunteers for the last festival. And you know, that support is really, really critical. We book out Queenstown, visitors come, they descend upon the place. And so, you know, how do we speak to them? And it's through our volunteers. They are the voice of Queenstown, and they're the voice of the festival to outsiders, you know, to these visitors. So absolutely critical.
Now, on Thursday the 18th of August, you're running an information evening.
Yeah, that's right. It's at the RSL. Every festival year, we like to give people a sense of what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Come along. It's a public event, and we'll provide a bit of insight into what the program's all about this time around. And it's also an opportunity for people to sign up if they're interested in volunteering, which is really crucial for the festival. So by all means, everybody please come along.
Unconformity starts October 14 this year here in Queenstown. Travis, we'll catch up with you a bit closer to the date and just check in with you and see how things are going.
Yeah, it sounds great.